At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of August 10th, 2015. The time is now 6 p.m. 2.0. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anybody who'd like to speak?
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
As we've discussed in the past, the commission expressed a desire for training centered our Board of Adjustments. I've been speaking with Olson and Olson. Kim Nicholson is going to be doing training for both of those bodies in September. So at the next P&Z meeting, she should be here, and we will do that following the regular agenda items.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 4.0. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of July 13th, 2015. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Move to approve.
Approve. State the whole motion.
Motion to approve. Move to approve the agenda for last meeting.
The minutes. Thank you. Is there a second to approve the minutes?
A second to approve.
Okay. All right. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Perfect. Just a point, when we state motions, please state the entire motion that you're making now so to make sure that it goes into the official records, please. All right, 5.1, consideration to approve Modali Development, a subdivision of 5.7965 acres situated in the Jesse Pruitt Survey, A629, being a replat of Lot 1, Block 1 of House Smith 2978, as recorded under Film Code Number 620122, map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County and City of Tomball. Provide title report or city planning later dated within the last 45 days. Provide common utility notification letters. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Is there a motion to approve the plat with contingencies?
Motion to approve the Modali Development plat with contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Would y'all please enter your vote now?
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve preliminary plat Willow Creek Equestrian Reserves, being a subdivision of 19.9242 acres in the William Biggio Survey, certificate number M22954, and the M.B. Jones and G.M. Cohn Survey, certificate number M22952 in Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes. This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with Texas. Based on this review, Community Development recommends approval.
All right. Is there a motion to... No contingency. Wow. Is there a motion to approve?
I move that we approve Willow Creek Ranch as Equestrian Reserve.
All right. Is there a second?
Pardon?
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. 5.3. Consideration to approve Willow Creek Ranch Equestrian Reserves, being a subdivision of 19.9242 acres in the William Biggio Survey, certificate number M22954, and the MB Jones and GM Cohn Survey, certificate number M22952, in Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat is being reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas, based on this review, community development recommends approval.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve Willow Creek Ranch Equestrian Reserves.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any questions or discussion? All right. Hearing none. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. So. 5.4, consideration to approve zoning case P15-008, request by Dan Schaub on behalf of Albert's Properties LP to amend Chapter 15 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 0.4186 acres of land legally described as Tract 2A, Abstract 629, Joseph Pruitt Survey within the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located east of South Chestnut Street, north of Chestnut Business Park Drive, from the single-family SF6 district to the planned development district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes. This is an aerial photo of the property that we're talking about. Chestnut Business Park exists today. Looking back here, this area, and what we're talking about is 4186 acres immediately adjacent to that being added to the business park. You can see a little better on this map. The property crosshatched in blue is the existing PD, and the property crosshatched right here is 2.4186 acres being added to the PD. This is a comprehensive plan showing the area to be business industrial. The business park is a 16.1-acre development. The first permit was issued back in November of 2007, which is 3 months before zoning was adopted, which gave the property vested rights. At the time zoning was adopted, SF6 zoning was applied to the property. Over time, the city was asked by Albert's Properties to amend the vested rights letter, which we had given them, to allow them to do the business park to continue adding a mixture of land uses. So therefore, in September 2012, the city informed Mr. Schwab that he could request a planned development so that he could have the uses to operate a business park. In December of 2012, P&Z unanimously recommended to approve that PD, which changed the zoning from SF6 to PD, and also amended the future land use plan. Tonight's case is to include a 0.4186 acre tract into that existing PD. Notice of the hearing was posted in the paper, and property owners within 200 feet were mailed notifications, and a sign was also placed on the property. We did not receive any public comment. And staff does recommend approval. The proposed rezoning to PD is not anticipated to negatively affect any surrounding properties, and as I mentioned, it's only adding less than half an acre to an existing business park. And due to the parcel's adjacency to the business and industrial land use classification on the future land use plan, the request is generally consistent with the land use plan. The applicant is here, but he does not have a presentation, but could answer any questions if necessary.
All right. Would you like to step forward and say anything before we move on?
I don't really have anything to say other than what.
All right. If you could just state your name and address, please, for the record.
Dan Schaub, 21514 Fons Road, Tomball, 77377.
Okay. Do you have anything to say about what?
Just appreciate the council considering adding this to our present PD, and that's about all we've talked about.
Okay. Thank you.
I would point out to the commission the uses. This is the exact same PD that's there. The land uses aren't changing. Nothing about it's changing except adding that small amount of acreage.
All right. Thank you. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case P15-008 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:09. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anyone?
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay. So nobody wants to speak. Okay, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:10. Okay, may I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-008, please?
I move we approve zoning case P15-008.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Torres. So any discussion or questions anyone has for the applicant or staff?
Yes, what is directly north of that little plot of land up there?
We'll come back to the area in a second.
I think there's a house there.
Looks like a residential property.
Mm-hmm. It's Mrs. Baker that owns the corner up where the other two lots up against her, Timken. She owns that piece that backs up to her fence right there.
She owns which piece, sir?
The two lots going up to Timken, mm-hmm, that borders the residential part. She owns that piece of land, and it also goes right around to the smaller piece. That whole fence line backs up to her also.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or discussion? Do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5, consideration to approve zoning case P15-071, request by the City of Tomball to amend section 50-2 definitions of the Code of Ordinances by creating a definition for masonry, to amend section 50-33 Board of Adjustments of the Code of Ordinances by authorizing the Board of Adjustments to hear and decide upon special exceptions for building facade requirements, to amend section 50-62 reserved of the Code of Ordinances by creating an exterior building material facade overlay district and associated regulations affecting properties along FM 2920, State Highway 249 and State Highway Business 249. Staff, could we have the presentation, please?
Yes, this is the case we talked about at the last meeting. In June, council directed staff to bring forward an amendment to help the city exercise greater control over aesthetic characteristics of development. At the time, the request was for us to look into it on Main Street. In order to accomplish that, staff has drafted three code amendments that we drafted the definition of masonry. We established building material requirements for properties along Main Street and, in this case, 249. And authorize the Board of Adjustment to grant special exceptions from the building material requirements. When we talked about this at the Planning and Zoning Commission last month, the Commission generally had positive feedback, but wanted us to expand the scope of the area that we were talking about adding the overlay district to. So, as I mentioned, the original proposal was on Main Street from FM 2920 Four Corners to 2978. The Old Town and Mixed Use Zoning District was excluded, and the reason it was excluded is because that zoning district already has design standards, including facade requirements. So based on the council's feedback last month, we did amend the boundary. The ordinance is now written to include FM 2920 for the entire city limits, from the east to the west, and also 249 and 249 Business to the north and the south. Those two roads are the main corridors, the north and south and the east and west corridors of the city. So that's how we've amended the language. So looking at the amendments again, they didn't change from last month. The definition of masonry was added, which includes brick, stone, brick veneer, stucco, and split face block plate, unit by unit, and set in mortar. We do have a special exception provision. A special exception is a way to vary from the code requirements without finding of a hardship. The code specifies which requirements can be deviated from by the board for special exception. And we're amending that section to allow the facade requirements to be eligible for asking for a special exception. Looking at the actual building material amendment, we've established a facade overlay district. All new facades, non-residential buildings visible from Main Street, shall be constructed of masonry. All existing buildings shall comply if they're expanded by 25% or more. And then specifically, the building facade standards include what building articulation, and articulation is so you don't have just a flat face building. You do have some deviation to the front facade of the building. We also have building material requirements, trim materials, color restrictions. They're not strict restrictions. They essentially say you cannot have any neon or bright colors. And shopping center integration. That means if you have multiple buildings in one shopping center, they should have a theme that generally matches. The code amendment notice was posted in the paper, and we did do a survey on Question Pro and got positive feedback from the public. So the next steps tonight are to conduct the public hearing. The commission will make a recommendation to council, and right now we have a public hearing and potential first reading scheduled for August 17th, and second reading September 8th. And staff does recommend approval.
Okay. Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P15-071 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:16. So anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request, you will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anyone?
I have no one signed up to speak.
Okay. There are no additional comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:16. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-071?
Motion to approve zoning case P15-071.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Is there any discussion or questions?
Yes, I have a question. So what exactly is the special exemption?
A special exception is a case that's heard by our Board of Adjustment.
Right.
It's very similar to a variance. A variance is where you can apply to deviate from the code if you can demonstrate hardship. Many times it's difficult to demonstrate hardship, as it should be, but with a special exception, the state law does not require the finding of a hardship. It could be some unique design that this ordinance hasn't contemplated. It could be a theme for a chain that hasn't deviated from that theme. Basically, okay. They're able to go and ask for relief without having to prove a hardship from the Board of Adjustment.
Yeah, that's kind of questionable. I understand the theme because I think that's appropriate.
The idea behind it is we don't have, with the exception of the Old Town and Mixed Use District, we don't have any facade standards in town. And if a property owner, it's basically relief. It's some sort of avenue if there's a special circumstance that they can go and at least plead their case.
Okay.
One quick. Is 25% it's sort of a standard, or is that just?
No, it is sort of. I mean, it's not an official standard, but I've seen that in other jurisdictions.
Is there any chance that somebody would plan out 75% expansion and only do it 25% at a time to avoid having to do the basement?
It's been done.
Possible, yes.
Yeah.
Is there any language that can prevent that other than a good lawyer?
You can have language in the code that says the number of times you can do something within a set couple of years, for example.
Right, yeah, I've seen it where you state that any expansions within a say 2 year period are considered to be one, whether
it's
considered cumulative.
I think
depends on what time frame you're working with.
Yeah. I think the idea of this ordinance, I mean, that's a great point. And a very beefy, I guess, facade ordinance would have language like that. I think at this point we're trying to move forward carefully, I guess, with baby steps.
Was that something we consider and change? Can consider and change at a later date?
I think if we see a trend of people doing that,
okay.
Apparently, just to not have to meet the requirements, I think we could address it at that time.
Okay.
My sense is that the areas that this overlay district applies to are folks that are developing in there are generally first-rate type developers that are not going to be bothered by the 25%. Expansion. I could be completely wrong, and if I am, then we see that as a problem. We can amend that.
You're fine.
So, yeah, wouldn't be the first time.
Could you explain how the process works for them to approve it? Do they have to go to BOA to get it approved, or can
the special
staff?
Exception?
Yes.
It is only approved by the Board of Adjustment.
The Mason. So if somebody comes in here and says, all right, I'm building a building on Main Street and I want to make it all brick. So staff can
that's
approve
okay.
it?
Yeah, that's not a problem. Staff can
okay.
approve that.
It would be if they came in and said, I'm going to do all metal.
Got it.
That they would have to go to the Board
yeah,
of Adjustment.
It's okay, only if they just, don't comply with the overlay
right.
district.
I just wanted to clarify that for everyone. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or concerns?
Well, I thought that was a pretty good note that Harry brought up. Why can't we put that in our code right now rather than deal with that later on down the road, that within 2 years, we're still under the first 25%, whatever?
You could do that. I just don't see it as being a prevalent problem at this point. I mean,
okay.
if the commission in general feels that that's important, we can that can be added.
Okay. Sounds good.
I would like to see the staff at some point in the future to look at creating a definite definition for just and the requirements of just what every overlay district should include, because I know there are many different types, but I think we should have a standard at some point that would address the basic points that should be in each one.
We can do that. When we update the code, we can add a definition. It's very common to have a definition of an overlay district in the code.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else that anybody has? Comments, questions? Discussion?
No, but I'm real excited that what the council approved that we could expand. I mean, that's really good news.
The council hasn't approved that yet.
No.
Oh, I see. That's right.
It hasn't gone to council yet.
That's
It'll
right.
go to council
so,
at their next
I'm
meeting.
I'm trusting it's going to be approved. That's good. Thank you.
All right. So, is there any other discussion? Okay. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment, please.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Not everybody jumped
in. Okay, so who all said second? Okay. All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, the meeting is now adjourned. The time is 6:22 p.m.
All right.
So. How about them apples? Now we can all go back out and get in warm weather outside.
Yeah.